Hi guys, welcome back to the UTS Student Hacks.
I'm Roxanne. I'm in my fourth year of medical science and international studies, majoring in Japan. And here we also have
Kelly. I'm in my fourth year of law and business, majoring in accounting. So this week we'll be discussing recharging and getting excited for StuVac, which is during the week of the 5th of April. Before we get right into it, get some water, fruit, and snacks to accompany you through this podcast.
Before we get into this podcast, we'll just have some life updates from
what I've been up to.
What have you been up to recently?
So I have recently been up to a legal tech moot. If you're a fellow law student, you would know that law has quite a few competitions that you can get yourself into. And the one I signed up with my friends was the legal tech moot, and it was a really fun experience. And we managed to get into semifinals, which was pretty exciting.
Nice. How was the competition?
It was really fun. Every single person who participated spoke extremely well. I learned from each and every round new things I could improve in, and seeing how other people are able to tackle the same question but from a different perspective. What have you been up to, Roxanne?
For me recently, I've been just doing society events. I'm an exec, part of the Japanese society at UTS, and recently we've been holding events such as like chill sessions, orientation, just doing those sort of events, and also just catching up with uni in general.
Cool. I hope that was insightful for our listeners about what we've been up to. Now we're going to move into a mini check-in about how we're going with uni work, how we're doing mentally, and what are our plans for StuVac, if we have any. So we first start off with how we're doing with uni work. Roxanne, how's uni work for you?
Recently for uni work, it's been quite a lot. Assignments, deadlines are coming up, quizzes are coming up as well. So I've been slightly behind on work, and I'm just trying to catch up on everything that I've missed, especially since it's been overwhelming recently with everything that's happening. But I'm looking forward to learning new content and catching up to date. What about you, Kelly?
I'm basically the same, trying to catch up with uni work, especially since I did the moot. I haven't been able to put as much effort into tutorial work and actually paying attention to lectures because my mind was somewhere else. I am a little behind, so I'm planning to get my stuff together, probably compile some questions that I have, and probably ask my tutors and lecturers to see if they can answer my questions, because still learning. But I'm really grateful that I have friends that I can lean back on, as they are very reliable and are able to help me with anything that I have concerns with for a particular subject or a topic. And I'm really grateful that I have that type of support system. So now we're going to move on to away from uni work. Like, how are we doing mentally? Asking ourselves, how are we really doing? How are you doing, Roxanne?
Recently, mentally, I'm just a bit all over the place, just trying to get used to things. It's a bit complicated getting back into the things of like having in-class classes and then also attending online classes, so just getting used to that sort of schedule again. So it's been quite a bit difficult, but I do have quite a supportive network of friends who also want to catch up with their work, so I've been trying to catch up with them, and that's sort of helped me keep up to date with like the classes that's happening. How are you going, Kelly?
Mental health wise, definitely I've been pretty stressed.
Especially with the moot?
Yeah, especially with the extracurricular activities of the moot, and also adjusting to the flexibility of having both in-person and online classes, and whether or not online is better for me or in-person is better for me. Still figuring that out, but once again, I'm so grateful to have a really supportive network of friends. When you're not feeling as good as you usually are, it's always really important to have something outside of uni work, something you can take yourself away from all that stress. So I have volleyball. Whenever I do volleyball, it's really fun because I step away from thinking about uni, thinking about work, things like that, and just focus my mind on making sure where the ball is.
Important part.
Exactly. Those people out there that are not feeling that well mentally or physically, maybe try something new to get your mind off things, or reach out to a family or friends, or even just like a counselor if you'd like, if you're comfortable with that. And they might give you advice that you might have not thought of because they could see it from a different perspective.
And especially in certain situations such as the floods that have been affecting certain areas around us, just reaching out at UTS, they might be considerate of the situations that you're going through, and it might help you ease the stress, especially when it comes to assignments.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're in one of those flood effect areas and you're unable to go to an exam or attend an assessment task, or it doesn't have to be about flooding, anything that a hardship you're going through, you should consider applying for special consideration or ask your lecturers or tutors to have another time to do that assessment. Always reach out. It's better to reach out than not. Since I know most of the people around me are pretty looking forward to a break, luckily StuVac is coming up. Roxanne, do you have any plans for StuVac?
So for StuVac, I'm planning on catching up on my languages since I take a Japanese language class. It's a bit hard to wrap my head around like writing and like speaking, so I just want to feel more confident when speaking Japanese. So I plan on like utilizing StuVac to catch up on all that information and also preparing myself for any quizzes that are coming afterwards. Kelly, are you planning on doing anything for StuVac?
Well, firstly for StuVac, I'm pretty excited because I get to sleep in. There's no classes that I need to attend, and that's always a plus because I don't need to wake up for them. But I do want to catch up on work that I have left behind and, if possible, get ahead somehow. Even if it's just by starting to look at a document, not even like watching a lecture, just something small. So I have some idea of what's coming up. But overall for StuVac, my plans are to catch up on sleep and catch up on uni work. Speaking about uni, since we're back on campus and many classes are in person, I personally have been eating out quite a bit, and that's been hurting my wallet.
Same here. I've been on campus quite often now, and it's also been hurting my wallet quite often.
Quite a bit. As a uni student, I'm always excited for cheap eats, something that's cheap, easy, gets the job done, and I'm able to feel full and not worry about hunger. What's your go-to cheap thing around campus?
When it comes to at UTS in Building 2, I often go down to the food court, and my destination is always Unibros for the pide. It's only $5 for a pide, and you get it with sauce, and you feel full for the rest of the day. It's so filling. It's very cheap. But if not, if I feel like I want to have a change of pace, usually I go down to Chinatown, and I visit a restaurant called Super Dish, and I've gone there since I was 5. It's a childhood memory, and I would often get the congee and just eat there, and it's very filling for myself. What about you, Kelly? Do you have any cheap eats or recommendations that you usually go to?
Yeah, so my cheap eats, my little hack is going to supermarkets. So places like Woolies and Tong Li, they have ready-to-eat food that you can just pick up. They're individually packed and just eat straight away without needing to heat them up or anything like that. And they're always pretty cheap. They're always on the cheaper side. So for Woolies, I might go to the bakery section, get a couple of baked goods. Or for Tong Li, if I'm feeling an Asian snack, I'll go there. And also, since they also have instant ramen, which are already in cups, and UTS provides hot water, so I simply get a cup, put some hot water in, mix it up, and eat.
If you're on campus Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays, often at UTS in the Tower Foyer, you would have the Bluebird Brekkie and Night Owl Noodles as well, which they give out free food.
Yeah, so Bluebird Brekkie happens Tuesday and Wednesday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. So if you're ever on campus during those periods of times, come to Building 1 in the foyer and get some breakfast.
And if you finish class late at night, you can come to the Night Owl Noodles, and it happens Tuesday and Thursdays from 5 o'clock to 7:30 at night, and just grab yourself a bowl of noodles and it'll fill you up.
So I've personally been to the Night Owl Noodles, and they're very filling. I love it. I would definitely recommend. And it's free. So what's there to lose? On the topic of being back on campus, one of the reasons I'm excited to be back on campus is that I get to have a change of scenery. So I'm not just always at home in my bedroom doing work. No, I could go to campus, choose one of the amazing locations to get some work done, soak in some sun, and enjoy my uni life. Personally, I really like the library and the reading room because they have large windows with natural lighting, and I don't know about anyone else, but I absolutely love large windows, like floor to ceiling windows. It's just my thing. And especially when it's raining, you see the pitter-patter of the raindrops falling down.
Pitter-patter of the rain.
Yeah. Mm. Pitter-pattering on the glass. And it really just helps me get into the zone and get some work done. What about you, Roxanne?
For me, I usually go down to the food court just because it's, for some reason, I'm not sure why, but I study better when there's a lot of noise around me. So usually because the food court's such a bustling area, it's really easy to focus. So I often study there just on one of the tables.
For those people that are, like, you're at uni for the whole day, forget to bring a charger for your phone, I would highly suggest going to a library and using those recharge stations where you can just plug it in and your phone is ready to be charged. And so you can sit back, relax, maybe do some work, watch a bit of Netflix while your phone is charging.
And if your computer dies because of the battery, the UTS library also offers laptops for you to borrow as well if your battery dies out.
In conclusion, if you get anything from this episode, if you're on campus Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, go to the Bluebird, Brekkie and Night Owl. You won't regret it.
Thank you for listening. If you want to check out any of our previous episodes, they are on our website and other sites like Spotify.
A special shout out to UTS Startups, as always, for allowing us to use this podcasting space. You should really check out the UTS Startups as they have an amazing range of resources.
Don't forget to join us for our next episode. Until next time,
see ya!